Simon, well done, first of all. 8 straight wins. Fabulous performance again from you tonight. Would you describe that as faultless, almost?
It was really professional. We knew we were coming here against a team that have got some real good players, and we had to stand up, be counted. We had to make sure that we played our own game, make sure that we sort of won battles, passed it when we had chance to, and controlled it for a large part. So, yeah, we're very grateful to the goalkeeper making a couple of good saves at vital times, and we always knew we were going to get chances within games because we've got plenty of quality in there, and just delighted to get another clean sheet, 3 points, and send our travelling fans home again in positive manner.
Yeah, a couple of great moments in the game. First of all, Callum Robinson's first ever senior goal.
Yeah, look, he'll remember that for the rest of his career, won't he? And I thought the front, them two, him and Chrissy, first half were really good, positive, running with the ball. Great balling from Chrissy. And it's where you want your second striker to be when you play that system. And he put it away. And then we were grateful, as I said, to Jamie, making a couple of great saves. And any player coming back wants to his former club, wants to put on a performance, and he did that. But equally, defended well. I think there was a couple of occasions where the two centre-halves headed things out of their own box when on another day they could have been under pressure and we might have conceded. But great to get the clean sheet, which is a major thing.
And a clean sheet down to a tremendous double save in part by Jamie Jones towards the end of the first half.
Yeah, look, as I said, it was a turning point in the game because they got a little bit of momentum there. We felt that we still needed to do better in the second half from stopping them from playing. I thought we were okay on the ball, but we needed to make sure we got a little bit tighter to them, stop playing. And goalkeepers are there to be called upon, so he'll be delighted with his performance tonight.
Much has been said about the squad strength. You lost Paul Gallagher to what looked like an injury in the second half, but then the introduction of Tom Clark made a massive difference straight away in an attacking sense.
Yeah, it wasn't a deliberate ploy to get Tom on the score, contribute to the score sheet. Well, what we wanted to do is we felt that we were getting overrun in midfield a little bit, so we went to the 3-5-2 that we were comfortable with from last year as well, and Tom went into there and gave us a little bit more height as well, because we knew that Torrent were a threat from set pieces, so him and Kev coming on obviously helped us in that respect. But it's nice to get that luxury of the second goal, and Unce obviously is loving Tuesday nights away at this moment in time.
He seems to sum up the mentality of the squad. He could quite easily have sulked last season when he was out of the team, but what an effort for him to come back into this side. He's given you a selection headache now, hasn't he?
Well, he has. Tom Clark wasn't 100% to play tonight, and the other lads that have come in have put on performances, and Paul Huntingdon is a credit to his profession, that he's not just for his goals but how we played in general play. He's worked and trained ever so hard, been left, travelled long distances with the squad, being left out, put in the stand and everything, but never once got his head down. Always said that he wants to fight for his place, and he's obviously reaping the rewards with his performances, and as we are.
Paul Gallagher's injury problem, is that a concern for you tonight?
We'll just see where it is. He just felt his groin a little bit first half, so we obviously wanted to make sure that we didn't make it any worse. We have got players in the squad that could come on and help us, and if he's not available for the weekend, we've still got options as well. So it's nice to have one or two players back. When you see Scott back tonight, Wiseman and Tom as well back in the squad, Callum Woods is back in training, so we're getting a few bodies back, which is helpful.
8 straight wins in the recent weeks. Doesn't happen too much in modern day football this time. You might be in line for a Manager of the Month award, but what does it say about your squad at this stage of the season?
Well, they've got fantastic belief and desire to win football matches. It's probably one of the best groups that I've worked with in terms of the unity within the club. There's no sort of egos amongst them. They're all fighting for each other. They all want to, even if they're not in the team, they want to see the best, what's for the best for the football club, and it's a fantastic trait. We're not going to get carried away because we are where we're in the league and what we've done, but what we will do is we'll keep striving and working hard to get to where we really want to get to, and we've got a long way to go before we can achieve that, but the lads have got momentum and belief that they can keep winning any game.
Finally from me, Simon, how does the team compare with the 3 teams you've taken up from this division before?
Well, they're all different. Obviously, as I touched on there, I think that this team has got a fantastic spirit and a team spirit that can go a long way to win, to get into where you want to get to. As I said, it's still a long way to go before we sort of we achieve that. But there is a real togetherness about them, and there's different qualities in different clubs that I've had already. But this all round, this is a fantastic group to work with.
And the fans are on board too. Nearly 800 here tonight.
Well, unbelievable, isn't it? 200 and odd last week at Gillingham, and then And then they're back on the road again down here. They'll be getting late back home tonight. And but at least we can send them home in a real positive manner. And they do, they travel and they sing their hearts out. And it's a two-way thing. We're giving them something to sing about, but they're really inspiring the team as well. And it's been difficult the last for a few weeks with the results, with the travelling and games that we've had. And we'll continue to be away probably for the next six or seven games as well.